Chapter 4. Victor's Story. Victor and I sat together all afternoon in his room, and little by little he told me the whole story. "The place where we started to climb was strange," he said. "The area was wild, and the people were not at all welcoming or helpful like in other places where we've climbed before. When Anna and I asked for the best way to approach Monte Verita, they just looked at us and then turned away. They had no guides, and one fellow said that the mountain was unexplored. I've never seen anything like Monte Verita. It was very special." "Anyway," Victor continued, "we left the valley and started up the mountain. It was a beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, and I joked with Anna about our climb up Snowdon. 'No disappearing for a few hours this time,' I said. 'You gave me too many grey hairs.' We came to a tiny village halfway up the mountain. It was just before sundown, and something very strange happened. Anna waved at some villagers, but when they saw her, they looked terrified and ran to their houses with their children. Eventually, an old man came out of one of the houses and spoke to me. 'Who is that woman?' he asked, looking at Anna. 'And what does she want with us?' 'We're tourists from England,' I answered. 'And Anna is my wife.'
'So, she's not from Monte Verita?' he asked with frightened eyes.
I repeated that we'd come from the valley and needed a place to stay the night. He looked relieved and invited us into his house. Later, he brought us some bread and cheese. 'We need a guide for tomorrow,' I said to him then. 'We want to go to the top of the mountain.'
'That's not possible,' he answered me. 'Nobody from here will go up the mountain, but the way is not difficult, and your wife will be all right here in the house. We'll take care of her.'
'My wife is coming with me,' I told him. A look of anxiety came onto the old man's face.
'No, no,' he said. 'She can't. It will be dangerous for her on Monte Verita.'
'Why?' Anna asked. The old man said something quietly, and we didn't understand it, like sacerdotessa or sacerdozio. I now know that these are Italian words, and their meaning in English is priestess or priesthood. The sect has great power, he added. We always fear for our young girls and our women in this village. They never go up the mountain. I laughed, Victor told me. It sounded like some strange superstition. Anna and I arranged our beds and went to sleep immediately. We were very tired after our long day climbing. I slept deeply and woke to the sound of the cock outside in the village. I turned over to see if Anna was awake too. Her covers were thrown back and her bed was empty. She was gone.